So this week I posted something about how when I think I'm going to have a good day if something like my toaster pops up and the microwave dings at the same time, or I get to a crossing and the traffic light turns green. I think that's, I'm banking on going, if that happens, then I'm going to have a good day. And it's ridiculous. And sometimes I'll up the stakes and go, oh, I won't die today if that happens. And it's stupid. It's fun. It's this little dumb game I play with myself. And I posted that and a shitload of people said that I do the same thing. And other people were saying, this is OCD, or my psychologist has diagnosed this as OCD. And someone said, Jung calls this synchronicity. So here are psychologists diagnosing it as a disorder, and then there's Jung, the grandfather of psychology, saying it's kind of a beautiful thing. He paraphrased, describes it as, we aren't alone, we're connected, and there's a mysterious and meaningful thread to our lives. And it made me think more how it's classified as OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. And it's funny how, as an artist, I feel like my job is really just a complex pattern recognition. That's how I make or write a lot of my stuff. It's noticing little patterns in life that occur all the time, and then seemingly placing two things together that are jarring but actually make sense. And so I'm playing these games with myself all the time, and I feel like in a way it's to sharpen my ability to be an artist, yet psychologists will diagnose it as a disorder. And so that leads me to believe that psychologists kind of don't want artists in the world. On a broader scale, the culture is afraid of artists. It's afraid of it. And so it's a disorder. You're a misfit. You shouldn't exist. That's dramatic, but they're my thoughts in this last day or two, and especially these days where there's this movement from being an individual to being a collective. I feel like as artists can't make work by committee in a collective, they have to go it alone. They have to take a weirdly lonely path to be able to listen away from the crowd, away from the collective. And so there's this massive push towards collectives these days and groups, and which further kind of makes art like a true outcast profession. I was accused recently of promoting individuation or something, or it's so weird. It's like that's a bad thing for self-discovery. You're supposed to self-discover yourself through a group these days, not on your own. So in a way, the arts are doing it tough these days, but so it should. Artists should always do it tough. Well, I know it's a cliche to describe artists as, oh, they're depressed and blah blah blah, but the culture's doing enough of that black, dark, heavy lifting for us these days, so we don't even have to be. So it feels like we're in our element right now, and so we've got something to resist, something to push back on, not our own bullshit. There's enough going on with the culture, so it's a good time to be an artist. But I love the weird little aha/eureka moments of recognizing patterns across a long period of time. It's like our brains collect all this information. We call it our intuition. We've just managed to divine it through a bunch of hundreds of thousands of little facts that we've collected with our senses over a long period of time. And I feel like, now I'm 48, I feel like all that shit that I've collected through existing over 48 years, it's all starting to fall into place. Like all these little jigsaw puzzles, I have so many jigsaw puzzles, and I'm able to connect stuff that 10 years ago maybe I wasn't able to. But I can feel it every year of just what I see as just another year is actually adding to this craziness of interesting shit to piece together. All these little clues I've collected over the years. I think I talked about in an earlier episode how I always feel like artists are kind of like detectives. You're collecting all these clues. And how when I was a kid, I used to collect things on the street as if they were clues, like a crushed Coke can, a bit of litter, or a thrown out birthday card in hard rubbish. I'd collect it all and piece it together. Like, is this a life? Is this what life is? I didn't know. Like, I was collecting clues to a mystery that I didn't know what was supposed to be solved. Yeah, I feel like I'm still doing that. I'm honouring that 8/10-year-old self who would walk around on the streets when kids were allowed to walk around on the streets without supervision, just collecting rubbish. And my mum would go, "Darby, you brought all this shit back. What the fuck are you doing? Put it in the bin." But yeah, I'm still doing it. I'm 48. 40 years later, I'm doing it. I think the most dangerous thing is of this connecting the dots thing, or if this happens and that should happen, is age. Like, I've always got sucked into that. At this age, I should be doing this, or at that age, I should be doing that. I think that's always the dangerous one. Like, I wanted to be making art and living off it in my 20s. That didn't happen until 20 years later. I used to think if I'm not an artist or I'm not making money out of my art by 35, then it's not supposed to happen. And then I ignored that anyway and just kept doing it. I couldn't help it. Did it for another 10 years and then it happened. But in a way, it's kind of like I'm a greedy meaning-making machine. I'm looking to create meaning out of anything constantly. I'm a glutton for meaning. I'm trying to make meaning out of fucking everything. And that goes back to the beginning of this episode. And how so many people do this who have messaged me from that stupid post that we're all starving for meaning in possibly a meaningless world. So I'm sorry if you've got artist disorder. You're just going to have to live with it and keep on making art. Anyway, if you'd like to leave a review for my podcast, if you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, yeah, I'd love it.